Hey, what's going on there? My name is Michael Keller with Wildlife X Team, and today I am joined with
Jerry.
Jerry with Wild. Oh, wait. Sorry. Just turn your body this way a bit, and then just keep looking at the camera.
Okay.
And then you can make brief glances to me, but mainly focus on the camera.
Okay.
Sorry. Hey, what's going on, Wildlife X Team? This is Michael Keller here, and today I am joined with
Jerry from Wildlife X Team.
And Jerry, where do you live?
I live in Lewisville, Dallas, Texas, Lewisville.
Okay, Lewisville, Dallas, Texas. And so what Jerry's going to do today is he's going to tell us a bit about his story, how he joined Wildlife X Team, what we do. And so can you tell me, Jerry, what do we do at Wildlife X Team for people?
So Wildlife X Team, to the people who help with the wild animals, actually.
Okay.
Not only remove the animals, we also do prevention with them, you know, so the animals don't come back.
Remove them
we
from
do
where?
Remove from people's attic,
okay.
Backyard, under the house. So inside the house, it happens, the animals get inside the house also.
Okay.
So we remove them.
Okay.
We're actually very specialized how to remove in certain situations.
Okay.
From the chimneys.
Wow.
So under the house.
All over the place.
Yeah, all over the place.
How are these animals going from out there in the woods to in people's attics? I thought homes were supposed to have security measures.
Well, most of the time they're just looking for shelter.
Okay.
So that's the main reason. Sheltering, raising their pups.
Okay.
And that's the main reason.
And then how are they breaking inside of the home?
Oh, there are too many areas that they can get in through the house. You know, through the chimneys, they get in through the vents. They can actually, sometimes we've seen tearing up roof shingles.
Mm.
Yes, any kind of construction gaps, any openings, crevices, gaps.
Wow.
They actually sometimes burrow under the house, under the foundation.
Okay.
There's many places they get in.
Wow, so these creatures are kind of powerful. Like, they're really determined to break in people's homes, it seems.
Yeah, they're very determined.
Wow.
And you can, like, you don't imagine how smart they get. Like, birds, you don't even realize how birds can actually land on the side of the house where you have bathroom vents, where you have a dryer vents,
okay.
And they land on it, and they can open the lid with their beaks.
Really?
Open it and get in. So
okay.
They get very creative.
Yeah, I read online that raccoons are getting a lot smarter. So urban raccoons compared to rural raccoons, their IQ is literally so much bigger.
Well, that is so true. That's so true. Raccoons are very good climbers. They have very good possible hands. They can open. They can open doorknobs. They can open bottle caps.
Okay.
They can tear up, including vents, soffit vents,
wow.
Roof vents. They can tear it up, shingles, and they get very creative.
And that all of these things damage people's homes, especially over time. So this is kind of like what you were talking about the prevention, where when people get an animal, we try to get rid of it as soon as possible because it just gets more and more expensive with time, right?
That's so true. Well, animal gets in first time. You're looking at the sleep on for example, in the attic, they sleep on the insulation. They step on the insulation. They mat it down, press it down, and that's the first thing that they do.
Wow.
Well, and then so that the insulation is not doing any good.
Okay.
If you're supposed to have 15 inches of insulation. Now raccoons came in, mat it down, and they make a nest. They sleep on it, walk on it. Now you have 2-3 inches of insulation.
Wow.
Now the damage continues. They tear up air ducts.
Mm.
The air ducts. And then they do contamination.
Okay.
They use, they make some latrines there.
They turn the attic into a bathroom.
They turn the attic into a bathroom.
Wow.
So the damage continues from the insulation, from the air ducts, and then from the ceiling sheetrocks.
Mm.
So the damage will continue.
Wow. And we were talking earlier about how raccoons are kind of smart and they're very opportunistic. Can you tell me that story that you were saying earlier so we can share it with them about how this raccoon kind of sneaked away from you?
Yes. When I first started, I set it up, actually, a cage. We buy some cage, different kinds of cages. We bought a cage from Piper. So the cage, actually, if you put it sideways or if you put it upward, the door is not locked.
Okay.
So it's a light supposed to be, if you lay the trap bottom right, supposed to be. So if you don't lay it right, the latch is not locked, so the door is open.
Okay.
I used that. I made a mistake. You're not supposed to use that trap correctly with the raccoons.
Okay.
So you can use it with the smaller animals. You can use it even for armadillos.
Okay.
I had this client. He called, said, "Jerry, we have a raccoon." So I said, "All right, I'm going to be there. I'm on my way." So I went, I grabbed the raccoon, the customer's happy, I said, "Well, let me put this raccoon in my truck." So carry the raccoon back in the truck, I leaned over the bed, so I put it, I put it, the bottom of the trap, actually the back of the trap to the bottom, so the trap is looking up.
Okay.
So actually, the latch is not locked now, right now.
Okay, so the latch isn't locked. The
latch is not locked.
Okay.
So, well, a raccoon, how do you know? Raccoons are smart enough to know that it's not locked anymore.
Okay.
As soon as I turn back from my truck, that raccoon opened the cage, got jumped out, ran out. I'm standing there looking at what, I don't know what to do. Customers over there looking at, "Oh, we let the raccoon, go." So we had to do another different type of trap.
Yeah, to catch the raccoon all over again. Sneaky little creatures. So, Jerry, you were not born here in Texas, were you? Where are you from?
I'm from Central Asia, Uzbekistan.
Uzbekistan, okay.
Yes.
What are some of the countries near Uzbekistan for reference?
So, Uzbekistan... it's in Central Asia.
Central Asia.
Central Asia.
Okay.
We have, our country is double blocked to a sea. So we have our neighboring countries, Afghanistan, Pakistan, so Kazakhstan, Turkmenistan, Tajikistan, Kyrgyzstan, all the stans.
All
the stan countries in my area. So we moved here almost 5 years ago.
Okay. You and your wife,
me
right?
And my wife, my kids.
Okay.
Well, we moved here. We settled here in Keller, Texas. And then I got the opportunity to join this beautiful company. I love this, Wildlife X Team. Yeah, since then, well, I'm dedicated in this company.
Awesome.
I love this. This company is like a family.
Yeah. And now you own your own location, doing your own thing.
Yes, I worked a couple years. I learned everything. You learn the business. After that, I opened my own location as a franchise. So I'm taking care of Dallas, Dallas and Rockwall counties.
Awesome. So you went from Uzbekistan, moved here, worked at Wildlife X Team, opened your own location, and now you're running your own show.
Yes, that's correct.
That's awesome. Anything is possible, right?
That's correct. And it is. Anything is possible. I'm so excited.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Jerry, for sharing. My name is Michael with Wildlife X Team, and this is Jerry from Uzbekistan. Came all the way over here to Texas, opened a Wildlife X Team location. Anything is possible, guys, but if you have a wildlife or pest-related problem anywhere in the United States, give us a call at 855-WILDLIFE or visit us at wildlifexteam.com so we can have one of our locations help you out. Again, thank you so much for watching. My name is Michael, this is Jerry, and we'll see you later.